Not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take his gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind sitting over there, Miss Thornley? Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment. If either of them moves while Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what to do.
Oh, rather, Mr. Temple. Here's the rope, Paul.
Thanks. Now for a dose of your own medicine, my friends.
What's all this jewelry on the table?
It's from the Malvern job, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Yes, Horace Daly and two other men arrived with it. I could hear them talking. Suddenly, they seemed to disappear. I could hear some sort of a trap door being opened, and then what sounded to me like a splash of some sort. I had a feeling that...
Oh, that's interesting. So you've been getting rid of the small fry, eh, Doc?
I'll get you for this, Temple. I'll get you if it takes 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here's the trap door, all right. By Timothy Steele, the river.
Mr. Temple, would you relieve me of this revolver? I always feel...
Yes, of course. There's no necessity for it anyhow, now that our delightful friends are tied up. Steve, how many people arrived here tonight?
Three. Horace Daly, the man who admitted us to Ashdown House that time, and the other man we heard in room 7. I think his name is Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was the first to arrive. He came alone.
I see.
Just before the doctor came, I heard the telephone. It was Max Lorraine. I could only just hear what Diana Thornley
was
saying.
She's lying. She's lying, I tell you.
They were obviously planning a getaway. I heard the girl mention Salzburg. When the doctor arrived, she said the knave would ring later.
Later? By Timothy, if he rings again, we might trace the call.
I tell you, she's lying. She's lying.
You blasted fool, Temple. You don't really think that...
That's him.
Yes. I'll answer it. Hello? Hello?
What's happened?
He's rung off.
Did you recognize the voice?
No. But we'll trace the call. Hello? Is that the exchange? This is Paul Temple speaking. I'm speaking for Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police. I've just received a telephone call and I want to trace it. Yes. Yes, just this minute. It's very urgent, miss. This number is Evesham 9986. Yes, all right.
Is she tracing it?
Yes. Hello? Yes. Yes. What? What? I see. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Temple...
Where did the call come from?
It came from my own house, Steve.
From Bramley Lodge?
Yes. From Bramley Lodge.
Hadn't you better...
I'll get on Price and see who's at the house. Hello, miss, will you get me Evesham 9898? Yes, thank you.
Paul...
Yes?
Oh, I know this sounds silly, but how long has Price been working for you?
You don't have to worry about Price, Steve. He isn't the knave of diamonds, I assure you. He looks far too guilty after snaffling one of my cigars. Or perhaps it's the cigar... Hello? Yes, miss. But there must be... Out of order? Oh. I see. Thank you.
What's the matter?
There's no reply. Or rather, they can't get the number. There's something funny, Steve. Look here. We must get back to Bramley Lodge as quickly as we can. I must find out who's
Paul,
been there.
The knave must be someone you know fairly well. Otherwise, Price wouldn't have admitted him.
Yes, of course. Miss Parchment, you stay here with Milton and the girl. It's imperative that I get back to Bramley Lodge as quickly as possible. If the knave has been there, and he obviously has, then this is the chance we've been waiting for.
Yes. Yes, all right, Mr. Temple.
Take this revolver. If they try any funny business, use it.
You can't leave us here tied up like this.
Listen, Temple,
I'll get Sir Graham to send someone here immediately I get back to the house.
That's all right, Mr. Temple. I shall be quite comfortable.
Good. We'd better take these diamonds. Have you got a handbag, Steve?
Yes.
Ah, splendid. See you later, Miss Parchment.
Yes. Goodbye.
Jump in.
How long should it take us?
About 20 minutes. With a bit of luck, we should...
Paul, what is it?
I say, did you see that pigeon?
Why, yes, there's a courtyard at the back full of them.
How do you know?
Why, because I could see them from the room I was in.
Good Lord, why on earth didn't I think...
Paul, what's the matter?
Do you remember the constable commented on the pigeons at the little general?
Well...
Steve, wait here. I shan't be a second. Start the car.
Well, what's all the mystery about?
Sorry to dash off like that, but there was something I rather wanted to check up on.
And did you?
Yes, I checked up on it.
Of all the tantalizing... Paul, I just thought. They're carrier pigeons.
Yes. They're carrier pigeons, all right. And now for Bramley Lodge and the Knave of Diamonds.
Dr. Milton, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times. There is absolutely nothing to be gained by these primitive outbursts. You're staying in that chair until Mr. Temple returns. And if there's any funny business, I shall press this trigger. I shall press this trigger, Dr. Milton.
My God, when I get
shut
out
up,
of
Doc,
this...
Shut up, Doc, shut up. There's nothing to be gained by kicking up a row. We're in the jam, we've got to make the best of it.
Ah, you have a philosophical side to your character, Miss Thornley. I congratulate you.
Miss Parchment, I've come up against a great many people in my time, and a great many... shall we say, awkward situations. But, you're sort of different. How do you fit into all this?
So you're puzzled, Miss Thornley.
Yes, I'm puzzled. And so are a great many other people, for that matter. Even the knave can't figure you out. And he isn't often puzzled by people or situations.
Yes. Yes,